Well, the Ministry of Education has stepped in after a private school apparently defied its order that all schools are closed today, and is also contemplating laws to ensure compliance with such instructions in the future. The Chief Education Officer, Dr. Ramona Archer Bradshaw, visited Will's private school, which opened today, even though the government yesterday issued an order that all schools would be closed both today and, in fact, tomorrow.
So I paid a visit. It was a very amicable meeting, and they are seeking to rectify the situation with immediate effect, meaning that they will close very soon. Moving forward, there is a need to clarify certain aspects of the legislation, and that is being worked upon as part of education transformation. However, it must be made clear to all schools that the Ministry of Education is responsible for all schools that are registered under the Ministry of Education, and so must be governed by those laws and must be governed by those regulations unless otherwise stated. School.
The Chief Education Officer, Dr. Ramona Archer Bradshaw. The Deputy Prime Minister and Leader of Government Business in the House of Assembly, Sanchia Bradshaw, has told that chamber the country is undergoing a cleanup, repairing infrastructure and restoring services operation following the passage of Hurricane Beryl. She spoke before adjourning a brief sit-in of the House this morning, saying the sit-in was a brief one to allow officials to focus on the cleanup and repair effort.
I think the entire country is well aware of what we have experienced within the last certainly 24 to 48 hours in relation to the passage of Hurricane Beryl. The country is therefore currently undergoing a cleanup to be able to restore not only utilities across the island, but also to ensure that our public transportation, that our road network and all of our infrastructure is put back in place. Today would have been a sitting of continuing debate in this chamber, sir, and I think you can fully appreciate that given the demands that are being placed not only on respective ministers, but certainly on those within the various technical departments across ministry, we have felt it prudent to adjourn the House until next week, the 9th of July at 10 a.m., It is also against a background, Mrs. Speaker, that there is also another system that is also that we are watching very closely.
And she warns the public to stay prepared for what could be a hectic hurricane season. Fisher folk are warning that the country will soon face a shortage of fish after the impact of Hurricane Beryl on the fishing sector. Over 40 vessels at the Bridgetown Fisheries Complex were destroyed or damaged by the hurricane yesterday. The president of the Barbados National Union of Fisher Folk Organizations, Vernon Nichols, tells Starcom Network News they are, in her words, devastated, and that fishermen and boat owners have lost millions of dollars.
It is millions of dollars, because when you look at the different sizes of vessels that have been impacted, and I know that there's some that cost over 250,000. So if you're looking at, say, over 200 boats, some have sunk, you can just imagine the millions of dollars that has gone into this whole damage and loss. I can imagine how they as boat owners feel in terms of their investment. Obviously, we depend on this for livelihoods. And looking at what I'm seeing here, we are looking at maybe a year to 2 years of rebuilding. There wouldn't be fresh fish around for quite some time. Tuners, because some of the longliners have been damaged. Marlin and, you know, the mahi-mahi. So we can certainly have a shortage of fish at some point in time.
The president of the Barbados National Union of Fisher Folk Organizations, Vernon Nichols. Meantime, the opposition leader, Ralph Thorne, believes government should have done more to assist the fisher folk.
This situation could have been avoided if the government had taken some time and care and concern to assist those fishermen in hauling their boats onto the many grounds, cricket grounds included, that exist across Barbados. Instead, those fishermen had to bundle their boats into an inadequate facility where they suffered the marine surge that occurred. That is unfortunate. We ought to have had a situation in which government was prepared to bear the expense of hauling those boats onto safe ground. We urge the government compensate those fishermen who were forced to have their boats bundled into an inadequate facility yesterday, addition to an important industry. They failed the fishing industry yesterday, and today they must begin to correct it. Thank you very much.
The opposition leader, Ralph Thorne, in the lunchtime edition.
The lunchtime edition from Starcom Network News, brought to you in association with CIBC Caribbean.
Vendors at the Oystens Beer Gardens have begun their major cleanup exercise.
Right now, wow, I don't even know what to say. We have sand, really sad. We have more sand damage than anything else. You know, a few broken chairs and tables and little things that flew about the place, but right now, the damages is sand.
Vincentian journalist Damien McTeer has been speaking on Voice of Barbados, telling moderator Tahir Bulbolia about the damage in that island chain.
We have over 1,400 people in shelters. Preliminarily, that number is expected to rise when we understand what is happening in the Southern Grenadines. Of particular concern is that we cannot make contact right now immediately with some of the islands in the Southern Grenadines, in particular Mairo and Kanawan. And we can't make contact with those islands because telecommunication systems went down. There's a photograph that we were able to get from Kanawan earlier that showed a cell tower breaking in two. So that's how bad the situation is. In Union Island, we understand that 90% of the houses have been either damaged or destroyed. And the situation is grave on Union Island. That's in the southernmost part of the archipelago of islands, because St. Vincent and the Grenadines is a multi-island state. There's some private islands as well that we don't know what's happening with them. Some privately run resorts like Petit St. Vincent, Palm Island. We're not clear what's happening on those islands either.
Meantime, in Grenada, Prime Minister Dacon Mitchell, in an address to the nation, provided an update on the situation there.
It is day one after the passage of Hurricane Beryl, and as a nation, we are coming to grips with the reality of the devastation that the Category 4 hurricane has wreaked over Grenada, and in particular over Carriacou and Petit Martinique, which bore the brunt of the passage of Hurricane Beryl as the eye of the hurricane passed directly over Carriacou and Petit Martinique. Since yesterday afternoon, we've had very little communication with Carriacou and Petit Martinique. It was not until this morning that I was able to speak with Minister Tevin Andrews by satellite phone. The situation is grim. There is no power. There's almost complete destruction of homes and buildings on the island.
The Grenada Prime Minister Dacon Mitchell. Our top stories. The Barbados Ministry of Education steps in after a private school, Wills Primary, defies its order that all schools are closed today and is now in fact contemplating legislation to ensure compliance with such orders in the future. Barbados' fishing boat owners say they have suffered massive losses running into the millions of dollars from Hurricane Beryl, with much of their fleet damaged or destroyed, and warn there's likely to be a shortage of fish. Meantime, businesses at Oystens Christchurch also assessing their hurricane losses as they commence a cleanup. Government continues a nationwide cleanup operation as the Deputy Prime Minister warns the public to stay prepared for what could be a hectic hurricane season. There's widespread damage across St. Vincent and the Grenadines from Hurricane Beryl, with the southern part of the island chain said to have been devastated by the storm. The Grenada Prime Minister also reports widespread destruction. The lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Thank you so much, Mr. Stetson Babb. Your lunchtime edition of the latest, brought to you with the compliments of CIBC Caribbean. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.